That hadith, within it, there is something mentioned that is extremely interesting. The Prophet ﷺ has taught us the remembrance of Allah. And in the remembrance of Allah, there is benefit for us. When you say, Alhamdulillahi, Alhamdulillahi. When you say, Subhanallahi, what does it mean? It means, all praise is due to Allah. That is Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. I was bitten by a wasp a few days ago. The first thing I did, and it was on this baby finger here, you might see a mark if you're close by. The first thing I said was Alhamdulillah. Why? It could have been anywhere else. Imagine if it was my eye, my lip, my mouth, my face. Everything was swollen for 2-3 days here by my finger. And I'm saying Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah that I was given an instruction and teaching by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to thank Allah upon all conditions. Do you know on the day of judgment a caller is going to call? أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يَحْمَدُونَ اللَّهَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Where are those who used to praise Allah during times of ease and during times of hardship? Something hard happened? Thank Allah, it could have been worse. Something good happened, thank Allah, it is only from Him. La ilaha illallah. You're a believer. You're different from others. You believe in Allah. Nothing bad that has happened to you can have been, subhanallah, from anyone besides Allah. If something bad happened to you, it was in the control of Allah. He allowed it to happen. Maybe something you did might have caused that to happen in the sense that Allah might have inflicted you with something as a result of what you did. It's possible. We know of punishment. Punishment is the truth. It comes in this world and it will also be in the hereafter. But we also know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us something. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not punish them while they are seeking the forgiveness of Allah. If something negative happens to you, seek the forgiveness of Allah. And the condition of your heart will determine whether it was a punishment or not. If your heart is made distant from Allah because of something that happened to you, that is a punishment. And if your heart became closer to Allah as a result of something that happened to you, it was the biggest blessing. Whether positive or negative is besides the point. You know what that means? Some people get a lot of money. They get a good job. They have a lovely family. They forget Allah. That's a punishment. Why? It was something that looked positive, but it drove you away from Allah. It took you to the clubs and it took you to bad habits. If that's the case, it was a punishment. It's not a blessing. Something looking good was not a blessing because it drove you away from Allah. And on the other hand, something that was looking so bad, you lost your job, you lost your limbs, you had an accident, someone passed away, etc. If it made you come for salah and change your life, wallahi, that was a blessing from Allah.